Hello, Nana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Countdown to Christmas. It's almost here. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can believe it. I can.
I'm not a Christmas person. Like, you know, everybody gets all holiday movies, Christmas songs. I don't care. It's just the only reason why I like it is it's usually like a reprieve from work. And there's like a stretch till the new year. That's the only thing. Well, other than that, I'm pretty much a Grinch.
No, I actually usually really, really like Christmas. But this year, the Christmas spirit has definitely bypassed me. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. It doesn't feel like Christmas. Like, even decorations, I'm just like, I feel like there are not as many decorations. It just snuck up on us. It's here. And it falling on the weekend, I feel like I'm not even enjoying the work benefits as much, you know?
So, I know. Christmas was right. Like, how can you be on a Saturday? Why?
Thank you. Because, you know, previously you'd like enjoy the wind down before Christmas, and then no one's really like on it right after Christmas. So it's basically a week where you're not really doing anything, but now no. So anyway, next year. 2022 better be good to us. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So before we going, I mean, we'll be remiss not to talk about the big news this week about Chris Noth.
Yes.
And all. We really don't want to dwell on it because it's gross. I think he did it. I mean, I believe.
Yes. Men are so disappointing sometimes, man. That's all I'm saying. I'll just say, we couldn't even have 1 week, you know? We're just so disappointing. That's all it is. Like, they did this great campaign with Peloton, like, all of that. And, yeah, just another disappointment. But, send my love to all the women who've been affected by him. But I agree. I feel like it'd be remiss for us not to at least mention it.
Yeah. So we are in episode 3 of And Just Like That, titled When in Rome. I'm not sure I understand the title.
Do you know what? I didn't at first, but I literally sat with it and I do understand it. Because Natasha is supposed to be in Rome.
Okay.
That is literally why. It's not a good reason, but that's the link. That's the link.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this whole revival is very apt for that saying, the more things change, the more things stay the same. Because there's a lot of things that are going on. But we can dive in to the episode. And I just want to start by saying that Shay is doing the most.
Oh, please, please. Can I say, though, before we start to get into it, I like this episode the best out of the 3 so far. I feel like it felt a bit more settled in. But, yeah, I don't know why Shay gets so much screen time. So much screen time. We literally watched their whole comedy, like, routine in this. So, yes, I'm with you about doing the most.
I thought about you during the whole comedy routine, your whole thing about why are secondary characters getting this much time?
Yes.
Like, just go away. But I will say this, though. Sara Ramirez is killing it as Shay because I thought that was a great job.
Yeah. And I do like that it was a bit more linked in because obviously earlier we get Charlotte's child, Rose, telling her that I guess they feel non-binary now, or maybe want to be. It wasn't made clear if they want to be trans or if they're non-binary. So it linked because obviously it made Charlotte open up a bit more and try to see their point of view by watching Shay's routine. But we literally had a full comedy show. That's something like you pay money for to see someone perform, you know? I was like, oh, okay. They're still going. Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I think I mentioned our last conversation about the episodes, like, I thought Miranda and Shay had chemistry.
You did. And now look, they're clearly setting up for something. Oh, and still mentioning that her and Steve haven't had sex in years, which still blows my mind.
Okay, well,
how much Miranda loves sex before.
So when Miranda says she and Steve are either are they roommates or they're a couple, honestly, it made me think that maybe we're not equipped to speak on this revival. Because, you know, the whole premise of our rewatch was looking at it through 30-something eyes with more experience under our belt so we can speak to that. But these are women that are in their 50s. They've gone through a whole different phase of life that we have not yet. That I cannot speak to it. I don't know if that is a normal situation.
Do you know what? You're right.
If it's not, like, we might speak to a whole bunch of people who are just like, it's all about the companionship. I mean, I know in our culture, it's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But in the universe as a whole, I'm not going to apply it to just Africans. I don't know. It could be normal, but we can't speak to that because we're not there yet. You know, you go through certain things, you have children, you've been through how many, you know, whatever. Maybe you get to that point where the dessert ritual is all you look for.
It's true. I'm just so blown away by years. I was just like, wow. Okay, so if any of our listeners, if you're free to, like, tell us, please send us an email or a message. If any of you are older and have been with someone for several years, even decades, like, is it normal to not have any sex at all? I don't know if it is normal. Yeah, but I'm actually genuinely asking. I would love to know. It just made me sad, though, because Miranda loves sex, man. She really did.
I mean, she did, but we don't know if in her new phase of life, she's just all about rituals. Because, again, clearly we see that she's a different woman.
Yeah.
And who we are, like, again, even for us, who we were as teenagers in our 20s is not who we are right now. So, 100%. You know?
100%. Yeah. Oh.
It is. It's just so, speaking of Miranda, I don't know if her hair changed in one episode, but now it's obviously gray. You know, last episode I was like, I don't know what color her hair is. It's gray, but it's blonde undertones. This was like straight full-on gray.
I think it looks great, honestly. She's got the Karen hairstyle, but it suits her. I actually wrote in my notes, Carrie and Miranda's hair looks fantastic, because I thought Carrie's hair looked fantastic as well. It's really well colored, whoever did it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought they all looked really good. I like Carrie's style this episode. Yeah, I was here for it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I thought they all looked really well. Charlotte. But yeah, Carrie and Miranda.
I think Charlotte looked better this episode. I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, yeah. I just think maybe we're just used to it now.
Like, I actually saw wrinkles. Like, I feel her face looked like it's settled.
Okay, that is moving. Maybe she just had a quick top up right before filming and then was settling. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that sometimes. What do you make of her? You know, I don't really remember as much, obviously, because we're not there yet. Her relationship with Stanford.
So
was
that's
it
what
like
I was...
that in the original?
No, so that's what I was going to bring up right now. I was like, I wasn't sure. I touched on it in the last episodes, what it is that they're trying to do with Stanford. But with this episode, I am now convinced that the writers are intentionally making him annoying. Because he comes to join them for lunch. And I don't blame Charlotte for not wanting him and him, like, trying to say, like, oh, he's not in the inner circle. It's stupid. He was a recurring character in the main. He wasn't there all the time in the original show. Why are we making him a main in this?
Yeah.
It's like they're forcing him.
And he tried to make himself a main at the funeral, too.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, and that was never Stanford's, like, character. Right. Mm-hmm. He was very mild and meek and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't understand this. And also, if we're going to talk about not being in the inner circle, wouldn't that have been an issue when they were younger? Now, being up in their 50s is the oddest thing in life. So, I'm not with it at all.
Like, you'd have brought up, maybe now Samantha's gone, he feels like, yes, here's my chance.
I don't know.
Be the force. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to know, like, wait, does his character drastically change and I don't remember it? Because, yeah, this isn't the Stanford that I was used to. And I was like, why are they trying to make this a feud between him and Charlotte? And Charlotte's also looking at him like he's crazy, like she should, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, how old are you? Grow up.
If I'm remembering correctly, this would be the last episode we see him in.
Oh, now I'm sad.
I think that I saw that he was only able to shoot three episodes. And also, I don't know if everyone is in the same shoes as I am with this or in the same boat as I am with this. I was 2 days old when I found out that the actor who plays Stanford is actually straight.
Yeah, I actually did know that. I knew he was straight.
I had no idea. I was reading something about him and he was like, he kept it on the low because he felt embarrassed, that thought it was like insulting to the gay community. I had no idea that he was straight.
Yeah. I will say, I feel like I'm warming up to Anthony's character. I like him. I don't mind him a revival.
Well, it's like they're doing a switch because he was a bitch in the original.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still abrasive, but I feel like you could tell he's got a heart underneath it all, you know?
I almost couldn't believe his take. And I don't know.
It was too nice.
No, I don't know if I should say that I agreed with his take. I don't know if that's going to cause trouble.
It's fine. We'll skip ahead. If it's going to cause trouble, you didn't hear anything.
But he was just going on about, you know.
Yeah.
She wanted to be, what was it that he said? She wanted to be a dog or something?
Yeah, when she was. I actually think it's solid advice, though. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead and cancel us. Yeah. I think it's solid advice just to be supportive to your child and know that it may change. Because obviously they're at that age where they are trying to discover who they are. And this is how they feel now. Maybe this is how they're going to feel forever. But be open to the fact that it might change. Yeah, I don't care. I agree with you, Tane. It's good advice.
It's giving room because you can't put anyone in a box.
Yes.
So your only job as a parent is to support and love your child regardless of whatever phase or whatever feeling that they have. Yep. Because like Nana said, it might change and it might not change. This might be forever. But just take it day by day.
Exactly. Because we all know people do change. Like they may think they're one way as a teen. They'll grow up and be like, yeah, that's not me anymore. But yeah, like you said, you have to be a safe space for them. And then obviously if you think they're doing harmful things, then I'll step in. But if it's not harmful, you're there to let them be a human being because children are also people, you know?
Yeah.
They really are.
One last thing from the restaurant when Stanford had to sit by the kitchen and kept getting slammed. And then Carrie was like, I can switch with you. I'm used to getting slammed from behind. Okay.
Why are you lying, Carrie? Why are you lying?
It's not even the lying. Maybe we never even saw that ever. Yeah. But why would that be applicable to Stanford? There was an episode where Stanford said he was a bottom.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one used to getting slammed from behind. So what? I didn't get it. I didn't even. What was it necessary?
You know what? Easy one-liners. They're there. It's cheap. It's there for the taking. It had to be taken, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I think what I'm realizing is all those things they used to do when they were in their 30s, which is Charlotte, Carrie, all the cutesy things, it's not translating well now in their 50s.
Yep. Yep.
Because, oh, man. Here's my thing with And Just Like That. Someone said, oh, I saw someone write on Instagram, I don't think it's good. I'm not enjoying it. And I'm like, here's my thing. It's not good. But I'm still intrigued by it. I'm accepting it for what it is. My criteria for shows have not always been like it has to be top tier, it has to be prestigious or whatever. I just have to enjoy it. There's a lot of shows that are, I can admit that, listen, they're terrible, but they give me great enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
I think And Just Like That is not terrible, but it's not very good.
And
but it gives me enjoyment. I won't say great enjoyment, but it just gives me, I want to know what happens next.
Exactly. That's exactly where I am. I'm intrigued to see where they're going to go. And I will say, like, I'm still going to stand by what I said. I enjoyed this episode way more than the first two. Maybe because I'm kind of used to it a bit more now. But like I said, like in our previous episode, my fear was, okay, you kill off big in the first episode. Is this going to be a show about grief now? This is like ostensibly a comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think they've managed to, like, obviously Carrie's still grieving, but it wasn't miserable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't want to watch. I didn't want to watch someone be miserable. I'm sorry. Like I said, life is miserable enough. I don't want to watch it on TV, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I didn't get that air of misery around it. So I'm grateful for that, at least. Can I say, what do you... I'm trying to give Carrie grace, because obviously, like I said, she is grieving. But Charlotte bringing up Miranda's alcohol problem, I just feel like she brushed it off.
Yes.
Completely. And I'm like, this is a real problem. And I feel like for Charlotte to bring it up, I know Charlotte can be Charlotte, but it is a problem. Miranda's best friend, I would have expected her to be a little bit concerned, but I am trying to also remember that she's grieving, and I know grief can do crazy things where sometimes, like, yeah, I don't care, you know? What did you think of that?
I think I can understand where she was coming from. There are some times where you're just not emotionally equipped.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be you grieving. There's just sometimes your friends are in a crisis or whatever, but you're emotionally spent and you don't have anything to give. And I think that's where Carrie is, because Carrie even said, she told Charlotte, please, can you stop noticing things? Like, I understand, but I just right now, I don't have anything to give. That's how I understood it. So I know she would have. And I think, honestly, this solidifies that Miranda is Carrie's best friend. Everybody else just stand in line.
Has that always been, like, I don't know, isn't it obvious that they're closer? Or,
I mean, I think the show tries to make it seem like it was three of them, you know, all four of them equally or whatever, with Carrie being the central.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if anyone was in doubt, maybe Stanford, like, Miranda is her best. That's who she goes to for, like, all of the important... Think of everything important with Carrie. Yeah. Miranda is always there, you know, or whatever. Yeah, so that's how I took it. And then in addition to grieving, she's also trying to figure out her feelings with wondering if she ever knew Big. I think the show did a really good job of connecting traumas, which they're not good at. Like, I mean, we watched the old episode where we didn't know why Samantha was behaving weirdly and we never got an answer. But with this, Carrie flat out says, like, it took me back to the time where I felt like I was not good enough for Big. And I was never good enough. And I was really surprised that, you know, they gave us...
They spelled it out. Exactly. Because this is what we've been saying for four seasons, right?
Yeah. So, I thought that was good. And so she's dealing with that. She finds the picture of the dog. I mean, she finds a phone number, which is a house number. But then again, I'm like, who writes the phone number on a piece of paper in 2021? guys, come on.
Okay, you know? What was that scene? Why does he have their house number written down in this pocket? I don't understand what they were trying to do.
I want to say that something? It's going to connect later, but I don't trust the writers.
Okay.
To do that, but feeling like you never knew him, and then finding out that he left $1 million for his ex, how would you feel?
I would be furious. Just like she was angry, so would I, because now I'm really glad that she did eventually get to speak to Natasha, because if she didn't, you're going to forever think there was still something going on with them, which is 100% going to color your memory of the man that you loved for decades. Yeah. You know, I would be furious, because now you've died and I have no explanation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you're leaving this woman $1 million in your will. And now I keep thinking, even if Big had died at a ripe old age, as long as he died before her, which was probably likely because he was older than her, she would always have those questions. So my thing is, was he ever going to explain to her why he was leaving $1 million to his ex-wife of decades prior? Because I would think that was weird too. And obviously, how she explains it makes perfect sense, because of course Big would think that was the apology, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let me leave you $1 million. This is me saying sorry for marrying you and then cheating on you with the woman I should have been with all along. That's because he can't use his words like an adult. It makes perfect sense. But Carrie's always been insecure in your relationship, and clearly you guys have worked on it. And when you died, you guys were in a fantastic place. But now, you, like she said, you've taken her right back to her being in her 30s when she first met you and she was unsure. And who needs that on top of losing your husband, you know?
Yeah.
Just so selfish. Men.
I mean, sorry. All I could keep thinking was like, oh my God, Big was not just a regular baller. Like, he was a baller. No, you gotta be mega rich to have an extra one meal just chilling to
give
to your
ex-wife. Did you see their apartment?
Woo!
Did you see their apartment? These people have money, please. They have no money woes at all. The fact that Carrie still has her old brownstone, which I'm sure is worth millions as well now, you know, they weren't struggling for cash at all. So she could afford to just be a writer and not one who's even publishing books anymore because she clearly doesn't have a job. She's a podcaster. So, yeah.
She doesn't need to work, honestly.
No, she doesn't at all. It doesn't seem like any of them do, really. So, because Miranda's gone back to school. She clearly has money.
Oh, I think she's still a lawyer.
Oh, she still is? I thought she was.
Yeah, that's why she went with her to the will. She was her lawyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I applaud them for keeping Carrie consistent because Carrie sure did spiral this episode. Like, spiral the fuck out. Like, when Natasha blocked her, I was like, good for you, Natasha.
And she blocked her immediately.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I know many years have passed, but please never forget that you were the one who cheated with her husband. Yes. Like, Carrie keeps skipping that little part.
Carrie, she knocked out her front teeth, okay?
The trauma.
She walked in on her fresh off fucking her husband eating her leftovers in her apartment. And then she chased her down the stairs. She was a model at the time, and she ended up knocking out her front tooth. And then to add insult to injury, this woman then had to take her to the hospital and sit with her until your actual husband showed up. Can you imagine how Natasha must have felt? The humiliation. I don't think I would ever get over that. Natasha was honestly way nicer to Carrie than she deserved this episode. I don't care how moved on I am. I would have still been burning. I'm sorry.
She did, because she literally stalked her, and it was very reminiscent of when she stalked her during her lunch.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what are you doing? And my question was like, what was the point of spiraling? Because honestly, Big is dead. Like, regardless of what you find out, what are you going to do with it? You cannot do anything with it.
But I guess grief is weird, right? And maybe she felt like it was something she needed to, like, move on. But Natasha didn't owe her anything. Honestly, $1 million is the least Natasha deserves. Let's be frank. So
I would have taken it. I know Natasha said she didn't want it, but I would have taken it.
I'm not turning down free money. Are you dumb?
I would take your blood money.
Trust.
I absolutely will. I will tell you, though, that when they were walking about, after they told her that Natasha was in Rome, and they saw her in the window while she was on the phone, I laughed out loud. Yeah. Which they were trying to hide in, like, broad daylight.
I would have just, like, looked down and kept walking, because what are you going to do now? Do you know what I mean? It's so dumb. But I do also think that's somewhat close to real life. I feel like things like that happen to me. Wow. Okay. You're trying to hide and get caught. You're just like, oh. Some people just, yeah, things like that happen to them. But yeah, they all look good, though, this episode. I will say that. Like, everyone looked.
Note that I asked that question in the original, and I think your answer was like, Natasha was virginal versus Carrie, blah, blah, blah. But they still had her in all white.
In one scene, yes.
In one scene, yes. The last scene when she walks out and everything side by side with her. Even in the first scene, it wasn't white, but it's still like pastel.
Light neutral colors, yeah. I feel like they're trying to... She's the opposite of her, right? Carrie's messy, colorful, and Natasha wasn't. So maybe that's what they're still trying to show, that she has her life together. Even though Carrie clearly has her life together now, but... Like, she works for a brand that's apparently even more expensive than Bruno Cucinello. Do you know what I mean? She's got two kids. She's clearly doing very well for herself. And she looks very well put together.
I mean, I get it. But it's been many years. And it's just like, I don't know. If Carrie chooses not to have kids, I don't necessarily think her having the kids are better or not or anything. So I don't know. I think years have passed that if that's the reason why, I just, I don't know. It's, I'm not buying it.
Okay. Look, like, what do you think? Why do you think they do that then?
I've just never had an answer. I've always really wondered. Mm-hmm. I read all of the interviews wondering if anyone would touch on it or if it was even like a thing or if I'm just making it up in my head. But
I don't think you're making it up. No. But who knows? Maybe that's just what the actress likes to wear. Who knows? You never know with this show. You never know what's intentional and what's because they're lazy. Maybe they had a mood board of all her outfits from the previous show. And they're like, oh yeah, these are the kind of stuff she used to wear. So let's keep it like that. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That going back to Shay's comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
The overwoke one.
Yes.
At that scene where she said, I can't remember exactly what she said. Can somebody tell me why they snapped? what is happening?
Hey, I guess they didn't want to clap. I'm like, this isn't a poetry reading, but okay, sure.
Okay. I don't know. You see, I mentioned it in our regular episode in episode 9, but Miranda was so self-assured in her 30s that this new frantic Miranda, I don't like it. Miranda was all, wow, wow, oh my God. I'm like, you would think we plucked Miranda from like the Midwest, no offense guys, and just brought her, like, this is her first time with bright lights, and I'm like, no.
She's a hardened New York City corporate lawyer.
I don't like it. I don't know what they're doing, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Not a fan.
Yeah. I don't know where they're clearly setting her up to have an affair with Shay, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to see Brady's girlfriend again. She's annoying. I'm sorry. How are you the three? It's the African child in me just jumps out in shock about how you can behave like that in someone's house. So.
Honestly, it's just, to me, I don't understand the Brady storyline and the girlfriend, because where are her parents? Do they not check on her? Why is she rude? Like, you don't even have to be African, but you talk to somebody else with respect. Like, what are they trying to do? She's 16.
And she doesn't stay in her house. Irritated by her. And also, it's kind of her on her and Steve for allowing him to behave like that in their house. So
I mean, Steve can hear it, so.
And also, I guess it's the parent thing where they're like, I'd rather you do it here because you're gonna do it anyway.
Honestly, than do it outside. I don't care about Steve and Miranda. Where are her parents? If she spends that much time in their house, don't they care where she is?
Probably not. Probably not. I'm quite frank with you. Because if they know where she is, what's there to be worried about? Actually, but she's been spending the night there. Maybe she's been lying to them and saying she's with a friend. Who knows? No teenagers are devious. I was a devious. No, was that? Yeah, I could be devious sometimes. I used to lie to my parents about where I was all the time. All the time. So that's probably what she's doing.
I still feel like there's some thing or something that I saw in episodes 1 and 2 that kind of carried over in 3 between Charlotte, Lily, and Rose. There's something.
You mentioned that you feel like Charlotte's closer to Lily, right? And there's some weird tension.
To Rose.
Okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't something about being closer. It was more like there was a look when she came and she was hugging on Rose for something, and then they flashed to something and Lily had like some kind of look. And I just noticed that we see more scenes with Charlotte and Rose. I don't know. I haven't seen anything with Lily, except Lily fulfilling her best daughter duties for Charlotte. But I don't know. I still feel like there's something. I was actually surprised that Lily and Rose share a room. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. Because they're not tiny kids. They're teenagers. So, yeah, I thought that was weird as well. Okay, yeah. I guess we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Turns into something.
I don't know. We didn't see Harry, so I don't know why we're getting so much of
he, only apart from him peeing, right?
Yes.
Very loudly. In the morning.
Good on him. It's like most men my age can't get the stream.
Oh no, you should be so lucky. I will say I still low-key miss Samantha. I'm sorry, but I do. I do. I still low-key miss her. But it wasn't as acute to me this episode. I do think they're settling in a little bit more. But I don't know if you saw the preview for next week. Ugh.
I think my HBO Max is tripping. Everyone always talks about previews, and I don't see previews.
No, it wasn't on the end. They're on the end. It's always, you know, with HBO Max, it has, like, suggested, like, next. If you press down, it has, like, the sneak peek for next week. I actually clicked it. It wasn't attached to the end. It's not just you. It wasn't there.
Okay.
Because they're doing Insecure as well.
And I don't watch, like, you know, previews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I don't always, but I wanted to this time just because I wanted to see where they were going, to see if I should be emotionally invested or just, you know, keep it pushing. But yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else, any other thoughts I had. Did you have any other thoughts about this episode?
No, that's it.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess, you know, I'm trying to be fair. Let's see what's going. I didn't hate this episode. I think, yeah. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. Before we go, I do like Carrie's trying to physically walk through her grief as well as emotionally.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of realistic. Like, she can't sleep and she just has to keep moving, you know? She's trying her best. And I like that she's been communicative as well. I really appreciated that. Like, she's letting her friends know what's going on. She wasn't, like, being insular. She wasn't keeping things to herself. She was able to open up. Especially to Miranda. She even called Charlotte. Do you know what I mean? Tell her where she is. Like, I'm walking here. Yeah. I like that. I think it's somewhat realistic. So
yeah.
I hope we keep those human touches as we keep going. So yeah, I did like that.
Yeah. Agreed.
So yes. Thank you guys again for joining us for our, what are we calling this again? A quick conversation. So episode 3 of And Just Like That, When in Rome. And I guess we'll see you next week for the next one. Tane, can you please tell the people where they can find us in the meantime?
Yes, you can find us at The Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2. There you can find us on Instagram and Twitter with that. And you can send us an email with @gmail.com.
Thank you guys again, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.